State Department officials say Assistant Secretary for African Affairs Jendai Frazier is not going to Kenya to try to mediate the election dispute or to prescribe any particular solution to the conflict, which has spurred widespread rioting and hundreds of deaths. However, they say Frazier does intend to meet with both President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga to personally appeal for the political reconciliation that senior U.S., African, and other leaders have been calling for. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said Secretary Rice made the decision to send Frazier after morning telephone conversations on Kenya with, among others, President Kibaki and European Union Chief Diplomat Javier Solana.
Her presence there, it could be a way to encourage them to get together. And it's also certainly a way that we can more directly try to encourage them to get together and open up that dialogue. Secretary's phone calls are one way, certainly public statements are another way, but Secretary Rice decided this morning that it was important to send Jendai out to Kenya to try to bring that message directly to the leaders.
McCormick said the Frazier mission will be relatively brief, and he told reporters not to expect an effort by her to arrange a three-way meeting with President Kibaki and Odinga. The crisis began last week after Mr. Kibaki was declared the election winner, despite early tallies showing Odinga leading the vote count. The United States initially congratulated Mr. Kibaki, but later rescinded the statement as European Union and other observers reported vote irregularities. Since then, the Bush administration has pressed for a political accommodation between the sides that will end the violence, but it has declined to offer any specific proposals, at least in public. In keeping with that, McCormick distanced himself from a European Union statement that in their conversation Thursday, Rice and Solana endorsed the creation of a Kenyan national unity government. He also downplayed the notion advanced by the EU that the United States and European Union would send a joint mediation team to Kenya. The U.S. spokesman said there have already been several offers of good offices in the Kenyan crisis by, among others, South African Nobel Peace Laureate Bishop Desmond Tutu and Ghanaian President John Kufuor on behalf of the African Union. Aides to President Kibaki have said outside intervention is not needed, but spokesman McCormick said he expects that Frazier will be able to see both principals in the conflict. He said she will also meet with leaders of Kenyan civil society to see what ideas they may have for defusing one of the worst crises since Kenya's independence in 1963. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.